You are now locked in to another episode of the Real Soulful Podcast with Joe Wrights.
I stay winning. We're back again, guys. Quick ad break. What are you going to put in the ad break, Joe? What are you going to put in the ad break? Promote baby boys in the ad break. A brief brought to you by
Baby boys. Proud sponsors. Bringing you the best day parties around town.
Nah, for real, guys.
I stay winning.
Now, speaking of day parties, though. What are we going to do now that summer is over? What are we actually going to do? What's the plan?
We're going to start making real money again.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, because you spend too. I don't spend at parties, though.
What?
I don't spend when I'm out.
Oh, I didn't even tell the story. Anyways, people already seen it, man.
You might as well give us a little recap.
My crashed.
We both crashed this month.
Who's we? Count me out. I'm not involved.
Who's we, nigga?
No, count me out.
Hey,
though.
That kills me. That reminds me of that, you know, Fresh Prince when Uncle Phil says, we.
Or we? Even the Real Housewives, and it was like, who said that?
No, but we have both crashed. What are you talking about?
When did I crash?
Actually, okay, we'll let the listeners decide whose crash
was worse. The pressure is getting worse.
We let the listeners decide whose crash was worse. To be fair, I already know they're going to say mine, but I feel like 100%. Yours can count as a crash as well.
But what?
Because you didn't reach the destination that you intended to be at by the end of your night. So technically that can count as crashed.
Wait, let's unpack that. Let's unpack it. So guys, baby boys, as we know, happened on the 7th of August, 2022.
It did.
A day I can never forget, but I've partially forgotten because I was that way. Went for Pre's with the girls. Had driven to Pre's. Bearing in mind, most of you guys might know I live in Essex. Pre's was in Northwest London, guys. Wembley, my other girl lives in Wembley. She hosted us. We went there with the liquor. Obviously, she told us to all bring a bottle. No problem, no qualms. When we got there, we were supposed to make a rum punch.
I saw
in the bowl that there was already this reddish. I thought, okay, cool. There's grenadine. There's some juice in there.
I later
realized after adding a whole bottle of Malibu and a whole bottle of spiced rum that there was also Ray and Nephew pre-mixed in the bowl. We finished that punch. I even prepared a bottle for the ride as well.
This sounds like
we took shots of tequila. We did a cheeky little outfit of the day, TikTok. I was very loud. When I'm shouting, I know I'm waved. When I'm shouting.
Actually, if you hear Cody shouting at you, she does though.
I'm waved. So like when I watched it back the next day, I thought, oh my God, I could have lowered the volume a little bit. But yeah, no, we've obviously drank up now. We're on our way. The cab ride was brutal.
The pressure.
Bro, the pressure was getting worse. It hit all of us. The wave hit all of us.
Was it the fact that the cabman was driving a particular way?
I just think it was the distance, the heat, the wave.
Too many factors.
There were so many factors, independent variables at play. So that when we got out of that cab.
Yo.
It was like I was weak in the knees.
Could not find
like,
your footed.
But then again,
all.
I didn't feel that way.
Was the walk from where the cab dropped you to the conductor bar far?
I couldn't tell you where the cab dropped me. I could not tell you where the cab dropped me. Part of me feels he dropped us right outside.
This is how I know you're weird, because as soon as you lot pulled up, you came to me first and you said, Joseph, I am.
Did I?
Yeah, you said, Joseph, I am. You didn't finish your sentence. You said, Joseph, I am. I said, yeah. Then Annie's gone, oh, we're drunk. I hadn't seen Brenda. I'd only seen you and Annie.
No, so me, Annie, and Monu came in one cab.
Okay.
And then Brenda, Ehi, and Temi came in another cab.
Fairs.
And yeah.
Shout out to all your peers.
Because we couldn't get an XL cab because there were no Uber X, like big cabs for all of us to fit in. I don't know. It just was taking ages to come. So we're like, oh, let's just do three since there's three of us. You get it? Six of us.
Shout out to all your peers.
Bro, we had to. We turned up.
Security told me to watch out for
you. First and foremost, security confiscated my bottle. I said, I can drink it here. They were like, don't worry about it.
They tapped me on my shoulder. They said, you see these girls? Please just
keep an eye on them.
Keep an eye out. No, but you compose your. This is why I say I don't know if you. The only reason why I say your crash can count as a crash is because you were supposed to be going home. That was your end destination.
Yes, that was
and
meant to be. The
where
point.
Did you end up
but
sleeping?
Obviously, the point is that I was supposed to go back and sober brother. Up. But in sobering up, I got back. I was not feeling 100%. I'm not going to lie to you. I survived the entire night. I was good.
No, you
I
were steady.
I might have been all
steady.
Up in people's faces.
You were steady. You were
but
steady.
I was good. Like, I didn't
you
fall
steady.
Off.
You were steady. You were
but
steady.
That cab ride back, when you're there's a meme. I'm going to send it to you. Insert this video here. It's DJ Khaled in a cab with the window down, with his shirt blowing at 3 a.m. Hey, trying your best not to throw up in the cab.
That is too
that
funny.
That was me. On the way back home, I thought, you know what? Yeah, I can't
but you
lie.
Didn't end in your
up.
You didn't end in your house, so that's
no,
why
I went straight to work from there.
That's why I count it as a crash.
But your crash was an unbelievable. If I crashed, you crashed and burned. Bro, if I crashed, you crashed and burned.
Obviously, for those that don't know, yes, I decided to try.
Tell them what happened. Because you were on, I saw
you.
You
were here,
that.
You witnessed the first half.
Thank you, and I dropped you home.
Obviously, I recorded a pod with Amanda, shout out for Tales. We've been drinking on the pod, Captain Morgan, the captain, aye, captain. Finished the whole bottle.
And that bottle said, I'm the captain now.
Yeah, that bottle said, look at me. I am the captain now. So obviously I finished the pod. And you could tell I was drunk because like even after the pod, the way I'm just like, I'm slow in it. Like everything is just a little bit slow. So credit could tell, yeah, this guy is death or burst.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm thinking, yeah, I'm done. Obviously I have a grad party to attend as well. Mm. So I told Corrida, yeah, man, I'm not going to drink. You know,
and you said that with chest.
I've hit my limit. cut me off. Tab,
me
my tab is
go,
done.
Out
so obviously now I've linked Gio, and me and Gio have a pre-motive ritual where we get a magnum or two magnums each every.
That is even
every motive we go to, we have to buy magnums before we step into the venue. So obviously now we bought magnums, we've drank it. And then I decided to become a drug dealer. And I've decided to take snus. Obviously, for those that don't know what snus is, go search it up. I'm not gonna explain in case
that
the
kind
CIA
of
is listening.
Bro, to this, they are to, tapped into this
they're
conversation.
Wired. They're wired into this. But yeah, if you don't know what snus is, go check it out. Shout out to the man.
A baller's vice.
Bro, so I've taken snus as well, and I've had Magnum, and I've had Captain Morgan. Then I've gotten inside.
Add insult to injury. What else?
Then I've gotten inside now. I'm feeling funky, feeling fresh. I'm feeling fresh. Seeing all the babes, seeing all the men. I said, yeah, this night can only go one way.
You're crazy.
And that's the way I want it to go.
What did you say? Man them. I come bearing gifts.
Frankincense,
myrrh, and tequila.
Bro. I came bearing gifts. I was buying everybody shots. I was buying Gio shots. I was buying babe shots. And you know the thing about tequila, yeah? Tequila makes you feel like you are the guy.
Invincible.
What?
Tequila can make you feel invincible.
When you take tequila, you feel like you are the fucking guy. You feel like you're the boss. You're the boss. Double M, for real. So obviously now I'm drinking tequila. I've probably had like 9 at this point.
Do you know what's crazy? Even the celebrant on their birthday would not have 9 shots of tequila.
Somebody said that was me, like I was the one graduating.
Like you studied that course for him and you walked across the stage to get your diploma. That's how you behave.
Holding my bachelor's
degree. Stay in
school,
kids. Stay in school.
Yo, you would think I was the fucking celebrant, bro. I was on my 9th shot.
And then the room started spinning.
Then the room started doing
somersaults.
The room started. Oh my days! The room was spinning.
Oh my days!
And the thing about me is, when I'm drunk and I know, like, yeah, man's over the limit, you start to see it. Still, you start to see it. My demeanor changes. I'm not who I once thought I was. Big man thing. So I've gone to the toilet. I've got to the toilet now. I'm throwing up on my hands and knees, gagging.
Like a
bad bee. Like a bad dean. I'm here to throw. You know when you look at, you know that meme you showed me when the guy is looking at the girl that's crying? I'm just thinking, oh, if a girl was to see me like this right now, yeah.
Major ick. Not even
just
ick.
Imagine you've entered a stall and you're just hearing somebody barfing.
Written off.
Oh, yeah, man.
That sound is enough to make somebody else vomit.
In one video, you can just hear me say, fuck. I said, yeah, man.
You know when you're like, God, please, I won't drink again.
I will not drink again.
I promise I won't drink again.
Yeah, man. I was throwing up still. Gio was just there recording, laughing. And then I've left the bathroom now and I've just leaned to the wall. Like I couldn't control my steps. If somebody was to breath, if they told me to walk in a straight line, I'm it's a zigzag.
You're getting locked what? Up.
Take me, take the fucking keys, man, and throw me away, bro. Be my thing, bro.
Oh my god.
Breathalyze me. That thing will blow up. That thing will blow up.
Jays, if you were done, hey, so you've hit the wall.
I've hit the wall now. I said, yeah.
I'm
yeah,
not
yeah.
done yet.
Yeah. No. When I hit the walls, when I realized, I said. Like,
I need to sit down somewhere.
It's over. And the thing is, yeah, Curtis said, bro, oh yeah, good point. So this is just to tell you how short my night was. I had a small window in that party and they gave it to me. Yeah. I had four lines in this script. So obviously the party really started at like 10-ish, I'd say.
Okay, fair.
We got there for 11.
Okay.
I hit the wall at like 12:30.
One and a half hours. They think you'd been partying all night.
Bro, I've leaned over now. I said, yeah. It's enough.
Yeah.
It's enough. I'm gonna gonna have to cut you off here. So obviously I've sat down now, and obviously like it's the bar's like on the base, it's the basement. So before you come in, there's like a seating area. I told Curry, I said I had to sit outside where the bass was thumping.
Booming.
The bass was booming. And you know it's so bait as well. When you're sitting outside, people that are coming in and out can tell you're the burst one because everyone's on the inside partying.
Party that you're sitting outside.
Why are you here?
At
like
earliest point of the night as well.
Why are you here? So obviously it's got to a point now people are coming in and out. People, bro, do you know what's so funny? People have messaged me the day after saying they came to speak to me and I don't even remember having this conversation with them. They're like, oh, are you okay? Are you all right?
Checking in on me.
Periodically, people are coming in and out. So it's got to the point now I said, oh, okay, yeah, I think I'm all right. Then I just felt something in my gut. I said, yeah, I gotta go back to the toilet, man. I told you, hold on. I've ran back to the bathroom.
Hold that thought.
I ran back to the bathroom now, throwing up again. This one is even worse because it's like the lining of my stomach.
Yeah, so you've basically thrown all the food you've
eaten.
Oh, that's
this
horrible.
One I was just like water and air mixed together. Lord. Like I'm just throwing up. It got to the point, yeah. There's a video of me. I'm not gonna share this video because Curtis said I shouldn't share it.
Do not.
I had to take a shit.
Joke.
Whilst I was burst, like
so you held like it together,
bro. I've pulled my pants down to my ankles. I've sat
You're
down.
So slack.
What?
How slack?
I'm just leaning to the wall. Gio was just laughing. So
this
obviously
is
now
crazy.
I've done my due diligence. I make sure I wipe my ass, wash my hands in my drunken state. Cleanliness is key, guys.
Bro, even cleanliness is next to godliness.
Yeah, even in my drunken state, I made sure before I walk out now and shake somebody's hand in this.
And it's, you know that meme when they get their baby and they say, come bring me the tissue. You haven't got the, and you put shit on their
you
hand.
You get it, bro. So I don't want to do that. So obviously I've cleaned up now. I've come outside again and then I've put my head down and then I can hear the footsteps, but it doesn't sound like normal footsteps. This sounds like boots. This sounds like boots. So I can tell security, they've clocked in it. So obviously I can tell they're coming to me. And before they could tell me to leave, I said, don't worry, bro.
little dignity you
bro,
have left.
Bro, I'm going to escort myself out this bitch because
holding onto
you're not
going to
tell me,
dignity.
Yeah, you got to leave. And then everybody's making a scene in that. So he's come up to me. I could tell where the conversation was going. So I've just told him, yeah, I'm leaving, bro.
That
it's
is
calm.
Too
I've
funny.
Asked Joe for his car keys now. I've gone to sleep in the back seat of the car. Before I got to sleeping, I opened the back seat and like kind of put my face outside.
Of the
and
car.
I'm just vomiting till I got nothing.
I got nothing left. Oh my god.
And then I've just slumped away. And this is all within an hour. This is within 2 hour window. Party that finished at 3:30.
My goodness.
I was out of that place by 12:30 and I got there for 11.
And you're going to try and say that I crashed.
You didn't get home. So more than really
you.
And truly.
Yeah, because you had a driver. I was the designated driver.
Fairs.
So I messed up there. I put my hands up. I put my hands up. I was the designated driver. Crashed. But I could not drive. And I'm not the type of person to drive under the influence. I don't believe in that. So I thought, let me rest up a little bit. When I'm sober, I'm going to make my way. But by the time I woke up, I was like, I might as well just go straight to work. But you, on the other hand...
Yeah, man. Can't lie to you. Don't drink tequila, man. Tequila does this thing. It makes you feel like a king, and then it will show you.
It will show you you're a fucking pauper. My advice is that if you're gonna do it, don't start mixing.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I took.
You had rum. You would think
I'm.
And I'm sure it was white tequila as well. Not even.
Yeah, yeah, it was white. It was white. It was white tequila.
So you had spiced rum.
Snooze.
You had
everything was all going inside.
Mess up. Utter mess up.
A brew of concoction, bro.
No.
Broski, done out here, man.
What a life.
Finito.
Shouted Jesus.
What a life. I said, okay, I cannot bear this thing again.
Bear this.
Man.
Bro, emotionally downcast. But man. We go again on the 28th, man. Yeah, I'm not drinking on the 28th, though. I've been saying
baby
this.
Boys, you're not drinking again.
I can't. I've got plans the next morning, innit? I'm supposed to be flying out.
We'll review this.
We'll circle back. We'll review this. But I plan to drive. The event's in South. It's in Stockwell. I plan to drive back home. So if you catch me with alcohol in my hand,
I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to chase you. No, I'm going to chase
Joseph as an empath.
The great Gatsby. I'm going to chase you up.
Joseph as an empath literally will encourage you to do madness. Bro. But no, I don't plan on drinking on the 28th. But everybody else has to.
But you...
Because I've got plans. I've got a valid reason not to drink.
Yeah, you're out of this country. Curly is leaving us.
But I have to.
She going to Milan.
I'm emotionally downcast.
She needs a holiday.
I need a holiday. Seriously. So yeah, I'm traveling at the end of the month. But still, like, if I wasn't, I would.
You'd be drinking.
I'd be like this the whole night.
Do you know what's so funny, yeah? This is how I knew how burst I was. You see this thing bartenders do, they know who their cash cow is. It got to the point, when I came back, he didn't even ask me what I wanted. He poured four tequila shots and already. Just slid it my way. Cause he knew, yeah, this guy is the guy that's me. He's topping our bar spend.
That is crazy.
What? Fuck you bartenders, man. They knew what they were doing, fam.
Do you know what's crazy about bartenders? I don't know how they can hear what our orders are. Have you ever deeped that?
What?
Music blaring. And I'm telling you, I want four shots of tequila. How do you hear me?
Yeah, they're
because they're standing far behind the bar,
trained.
You know?
They're trained. They're
and
trained.
I'm like, I want four shots. And you are able to tell me. I can't even hear what you're telling me, but you can hear me. Make it make sense.
Dude, that was so funny, yeah? I love going to events, yeah? I didn't really go to a lot this summer, but I love going to events and just seeing people enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
It's nice to see people catch a vibe, bro. Summer has been a half up, half down.
Bro, I saw a tweet, yeah, where someone was like, when I grew up, they told me that life is full of highs and lows, but I'm struggling to find the highs. Just, show me the highs.
Just connecting with bare lows, bro. Yeah, summer's
so
been
nice to have that time
it's good,
out,
it's
as
good.
An outlet.
People need it, but I can't lie. Getting burst, I don't recommend.
Yeah, no, I can't lie. You can also have fun not getting drunk.
Yeah, and that's
what I plan to do on the
28th. That's the thing. I feel like I need to get to a stage where I don't feel like I need alcohol to have fun, you know, but I feel like...
It aids in that
Do you
process.
Get, like, if you go to a party and you don't drink, it's just like you... It's slower for you to reach optimum. I call it optimum prime vibes.
Yeah.
Like, do you get it? You're going to be a bit more serious than everybody else.
Yeah.
Unless it's a thing where it's like, it's been jumpy from the start and
you're just coming straight into
it. You get
it.
You're just coming straight into it.
I get you. It's a weird one.
You need that liqueur.
It's a weird one.
You need that liqueur.
I'm going to see how it is on at the end of the month. That's the only event I've got. Plan to be honest. I don't think Nothing there's anything else happening because that's the weekend. That's carnival weekend and stuff. So there's
put your back in it. Put your back in it. Put your back in it.
Nah, there's actually a lot happening.
Maybe one day
weekend.
I will visit carnival. I've been saying to myself, if you ever find me in carnival, is that's a cry for help. If you spot me in carnival,
I've never been to Carny actually. So long. Nah, not been. Despite the number of people that I've dated that. Align in that culture.
Cause with the yard, man.
Stop it. But
causes with the yard.
Despite my previous relationships, I'm friends and stuff. I've never actually been to carnival. No, I was meant to go 1 year, but I think I went out the night before and I was burst when I woke up. And to make matters worse, instead of drinking like non-alcoholic, we then had mimosas, which got me even more burst. Yeah. And the day was so hot. I remember this vividly. I was still at uni. I was supposed to go carnival with my girl, but yeah, that just never happened.
Did you end up throwing up?
No. Oh. The first time I ever threw up from drinking.
I've thrown up twice.
I was emotionally drinking. Down. So have I, but it only happened this year.
Swear down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've crashed then. What the fuck?
I've crashed.
You've vomited twice in this year.
Yeah, but.
Of 2022.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've crashed, bro.
No. The first time was last summer. No, the first time was last summer. I say this year because it's within a year from the day we're speaking right now. The party was probably at the end of August last year. That was the first time I ever threw up. And in a similar fashion, like, I didn't realize that I went to an event for the launch of a rum like collaboration with an artist, innit?
Look at the setting of that. You're going to a launch of a rum thing. So I'm guessing it's probably free of some sort, discounted.
Oh yeah, it was totally the bar, open bar.
There were cocktails, but
I didn't deep that the cocktails were going to be made with the Havana Club. And it's Havana Club dark rum. Bro, me and dark rum don't mix. Like, we really just don't. So it was obviously all the cocktails that we're making and they were flowing and they were made with that dark rum. And I didn't deep that until we got into the party bit. There was a bit of a rooftop type thing before and then there was a little party inside the hotel. I got into the party, things are... But the bass is booming. The ladies are weeping. The pressure was getting worse. Bro, I don't know how. I promise you, I called myself a cab and I'm on like maybe like the 40th floor
here. Oh my God.
I don't know how I got down and into the cab to make one. It wasn't until I got back that I threw up though, but I literally got to the house and they had to carry me out of the cab into the house. And then that's when I was slack about it and I just threw up. Oh, that was the first time. I woke up so embarrassed.
I remember the first time I threw up, bro.
What happened?
Samira did me still.
Oh yeah.
Went on the bar crawl with Samira.
Bar crawling is not for the faint-hearted.
I ended up outside of my house. I don't even know how we... No, I remember now how we got home, but back then I don't remember how we managed to get from Soho to where's the Asda? Oakham Road. From Soho to Oakham Road. Ask me how we managed to
don't
get
off. Don't even know.
Broski.
That's crazy.
Absolutely finished. I'm going to connect the headphones actually, just in case.
Okay, cool.
Will you play anything? Okay, I want the listeners to tune in on our
Fez. Let me see how it sounds. Oh my God, it's so clear. This is insane. Oh my God, they can hear me, like, the saliva in my mouth. That's horrible. It's so close for comfort. I feel like most people don't listen to podcasts with headphones in. Don't you feel like that's weird?
I think they do.
I think that's a weird thing to do. Someone talking right into your ears. I feel like, okay, cool. I listen to them when I'm driving.
Yeah.
But that's like, you're not talking into my ears. That's a bit romantic. It's a bit too romantic.
Oh, where's this other... Did you... Bang. Got it, man.
Don't cuss GT, not in my presence. Because he wants Soapbox to be a perfect environment for people to podcast. He takes his time and puts energy into making sure that the experience is worth your while. Soapbox Studios. This quick ad break. This episode is brought to you by Soapbox Studios, the one and only. What are you after? There's Jack to Jack.
Yeah, I need it. So maybe it'll be.
There's two here though. Okay. This sounds incredible though.
Are you stunned?
I'm actually taken aback
by the magnitude.
No, I'm taken aback. It's really, really good.
It's clear.
No, so quiet. If there's one thing about the audio here, it's really, really well done.
Credit. Are they paying you?
Are they paying me? Who's they?
Soapbox Studios.
Are they paying me? I work here.
Oh yeah, she does. Sorry, I forget sometimes. You know that she works here.
Soapbox isn't about undermining creatives and what they do. If you're good at what you do, you get paid. As a creative, we support Black creatives.
Oh, wow. I haven't put headphones on in a
Bro,
second.
It's so
you know?
Loud, isn't it? Or so is yours
put,
loud?
Yeah, I'll put yours down if you want. Sorry.
Thanks.
Is that all right?
Let me. No, it's too low. I can't hear anything. Up right. A bit more. That's not number. I'm not number one.
You are.
Oh, shame. No, it's all right. It's not like it's that bad. You talk now.
What's up?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. It's manageable.
What's cracker lacking?
Damn. What a life.
Emotionally
what were we talking about?
Downcast.
Oh, being drunk. This is so off-brand for me. I'm so happy it's not my face, though. This well, is an off-brand conversation. I'm supposed to be the prim and proper one.
You're supposed to be the prim and proper
nah,
one.
Nah, I've left that well-put-together persona behind a long time ago.
I don't
when
even
I
know
started.
How I look on camera, but I don't care at this point. I can't lie.
I don't think it looks bad at all. I'm
oh,
happy I'm not on, good
headphones.
I'm
let me connect my Bluetooth to this thing. The listeners are going to be cackling today, bro.
What are you going to play first? Oh, is this the TikToks?
So, me and Cardi have decided, yeah, I don't know, we've just been bonding over, to those that don't know me, I'm actually not on TikTok like this, no. Like,
no, you're not.
I just use it for Real Soulful, and then all of a sudden, my feed has just become what it is.
Your For You page.
My For You page.
I think it's probably because I send you too much rubbish.
FYP, nigga. Yeah, Cause is always sending stuff to my iMessage and I open them, seeing them.
Oh, that's loud. Sorry. Let me even turn my volume down.
Oh no, we need to
So have you connected?
Yeah, Bluetooth is here.
Yeah, that's it.
I'll put my one all the way up. I don't know, I'll put it like here. Okay. You know I have a soundboard. Ugh, I used to be a real podcaster back in the day.
Don't kill me.
Then I decided to give you guys whatever you get. I used to have a soundboard.
What does a soundboard do?
It was a combination of like all my favorite sounds from back in the day. So like,
oh, the one where it would be like,
do you remember this one? Hold on.
Okay, I remember.
This whole video has memes for days.
That is so funny.
Let's use.
Oh my days!
I remember when we were in the old in the studio.
No GCSE, no A level.
You will end up in my donut. That is the OG. Yeah. I can recite that video word for word.
Me?
You know,
I used to love this one.
Yeah,
is this camera on me?
I used to love this.
Or is this
one.
Mic on?
Do you think you can graduate from this school? Without kissing my cock.
I am the meme master, you know.
Yeah, I call that Corridor, you got all the memes though.
Bro, if there's not a single meme that you can test me on that I don't know it word for word.
She got all the memes still. Hold on. Duh. I'm gonna go on TikTok.
Here you go.
Let me pause it, yeah. Where's our favorite TikTok so far? So today I discovered somebody rapping. Today I discovered somebody rapping Young Thug, innit?
Don't kill me.
Singing Lifestyle. And I just came across it. And then after watching it, I also shared it with Corridor. And I just thought,
I've done a lot of shit just to live this here lifestyle. Woo. We came straight from the bottom to the top, my lifestyle.
Yes, Lord.
Nigga, living life like a benedict so the beginning.
Oh, my God.
I'm oh, my up days.
You know what's so funny? Niggas. Remember there was a video of, I think, Rich
oh,
Homie
yeah.
Kwan
his
performing
DJ.
It. And his DJ is like,
my lifestyle.
Somebody needs to put both of them together.
Yo,
this
video, man.
And then that video needs to go together. This sounds like the DJ.
Card. 100 bands still look like a fucking child. Hey. Put a nigga shoving white like I'm beating shots. I won't drive from the bitch, he can't even get me off. Nothing wrong with the pussy. Even though I ain't gonna hit it, I'ma make sure that she cushy. Me and my Woody, we don't get caught up like that. No way. We ain't got time to see no doctors. Money up in the bed.
Yo, this video kills.
And he has his own music as well.
Yeah, I do this shit for my daughters and all my sons, bitch. I run them up the beds. I take care of funds, bitch. I got a mom, bitch.
Nah, let me find. What's this song called again?
I stay winning. If you go to his TikTok, it's his pinned video.
Oh my God.
No, Mark Anderson, man, my guy.
You're now locked into BBC One Extra with Mark Anderson. Hey, yo, Mark, what you got for him, boy? Yo, this song kills me, bro.
What?
I stay with it.
winning, I stay winning, I stay winning, I stay winning, I stay, I stay. That guy, man, he'll make it farther if he stays sticks to it. He'll actually make it far on TikTok, obviously. Outside the confines of TikTok, he's not making it anywhere because he doesn't have it. But what was crazy is we saw another video of him singing and he actually wasn't that bad.
Yeah, he wasn't still.
He sang Redbone.
Was it Redbone? Oh, yeah. Thing.
But you have to kind of skip through it because he leaves the intro on.
Yeah, he leaves it for mad long. Long.
But he actually wasn't that bad. So it's crazy how... people like this must suffer severely from, like, not main character syndrome, but what is it called, like, when you think you're really good at something that you just do it anyways? Is there anything
I
like,
don't know if there's a I believe there's a word
but like, do you know what I mean, like, you genuinely believe it? Because I used to think, okay, cool, growing up we're watching X Factor or like Britain's Got Talent, and people that will really come on they really cannot sing, categorically cannot sing, but and they come confused. On and they're so confident in their talent.
I need that kind of confidence.
They perform like to 100%, no shaking. Like, you can't tell them they're bad. Then when they get four no's, they're confused. That's the energy I get.
I need that.
There
need
has
that confidence.
To be a name for that kind of characteristic.
I need that confidence, bro. No, let me play his song. The Redbone.
But this shocked me, though.
No, he can sing.
Woo!
He can actually sing.
The falsetto.
I wake up feeling like you won't play right. I used to know, but now that shit don't feel right. It made me burn.
It very much has gospel vibes then.
You can actually zoom.
See, that actually was not bad. But why did he hold that note as long as he could?
So I gotta go back. I don't know.
My pride.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh nah. My goodness.
Music. It's interesting. It's interesting.
Oh my God.
Because if you ask him who he thinks he's, like, who compares to him, he'll say someone like Beyonce or Usher.
This
he's
is
on par
funny,
with people,
man.
Like Chris Brown in terms of vocals. I promise you, if you ask him, he'll say that because he's so confident about it. The fact that he even puts TikToks up and the first 30 seconds is just him looking in the camera with the instrumental. You know he means what he's doing, and he's so confident in the way that in his ability.
There's a shift in the sonic environment.
Don't let's talk about Beyonce. Now that you said that.
Oh, please.
Don't stunt, because one thing about Joseph, he is going to stunt. When I drop JoJo home, yeah, and I'm playing Renaissance, Joseph loves every second.
Okay, you connect to the Bluetooth and
you love every second. You do this, love every single transition.
You connect to
I'm
Bluetooth.
Going to talk us through the changes in the sonic environment. There are particular transitions
this is
in
this
album.
This is not my segment. By the way, this is crazy.
Over.
It's called Roadcaster Pro.
This segment is brought to you by. No, guys, let's unpack it.
It's called Roadcaster Pro.
There's so much to unpack here. I think I'm connected.
Yeah, should be
cool. Now. Let me go to. What's this thing called? Spotify. So for me, like the whole, if we could sit down and break down the whole album,
you guys are getting a dissect podcast.
Nah, we actually need to talk about it.
I'm getting a dissect podcast.
They're not going to copyright you if I play this though, are they?
No, they're not. What the hell?
Okay.
Tell Beyonce, sit down, bro.
We both like Alien Superstar.
I actually like Alien Superstar. I can't lie.
Thank you for admitting
I like Alien Superstar.
Publicly.
And I like Cuff It as well.
Oh, not you knowing the name.
Oh, relax, man.
Okay, cool. We're going to do the Alien Superstar into Cuff It, into Energy, into Break My Soul. And then if we've got time, we'll do Plastic Off the Sofa into Virgo's Groove. If we've got time, if Joseph allows me
go on, teach the people some
to unpack this.
Teach people
God damn. Can you hear this?
No, you can bring it up if you want. Do not attempt to leave the dance floor.
The DJ booth is conducting. If you guys can see my face, it's obviously stank face.
Pause it when you're talking so they can hear you.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay, if you could see my face right now, it would be stank face. This is my first time operating the decks.
DJ Chris. DJ Coco.
God. So I'm trying my level best here, but bear with me, guys.
One, I'm number one, I'm the only one.
Pause. Let's unpack that. I'm one of one, I'm number one, I'm the only one.
Why are we moving like Beyonce on, hasn't been moving like she's the it babe? Like, I would expect her to say something like that anyways.
I absolutely, I'm just reiterating that.
She's the only one.
She is, like. All right,
thank you.
She goes on to say,
don't even waste your time trying to compete with me. No one else in this world can think like me. I'm twisted, how contradicted. Keep him addicted, lies on his lips, I lick it.
After this part, you're going to feel a shift in the sonic environment. So she's gone from her little rappy part.
Oh my days.
Into where the music just, it just takes you somewhere. Let's listen.
Unique. That's what you are. Stilettos kicking vintage crystal off the bar. Category. Bad bitch, I'm the bar. Alien superstar.
Whip. Changing the sonic environment again. We are not even 1 minute into, I promise you this is 50 seconds into the song. And we've seen three changes in the sonic environment.
Oh my God.
She goes into obviously interpolating or whatever they call it. I'm too sexy. She goes, I'm too classy for this world, blah, blah, blah. That part, I'm sure you've all seen, but I just wanted to highlight in one song.
I wasn't happy with this album when it dropped originally. Cardi has forced fed me this.
It wasn't not the day after the album I was in the studio only forced, playing it.
I haven't listened to, guys, please. Send help. I haven't listened to anything else in the studio apart from this album. Every day I'm here, of course, this is all I'm listening to. I'm being forced. Yeah, but yeah, I didn't like this album like initially.
When it first came out.
But I expected, a lot of people are expecting that
soulful Beyonce.
That soulful Beyonce from the gut, singing the riffs, you know, going crazy. But, you know, she's taking a page. I wouldn't say she's taking a page out of Drake's book, because really and truly, even I didn't expect that from him this year.
But even then, do you know what's crazy?
What?
Obviously, Beyonce sampled Drake on this album.
Oh yeah,
one of the songs later on, Heated, is sampled from Drake. Well, not really. It's sampled from another song, but Drake sampled it in the past as well. But and he's on the writing credits for that song. So for me, it's like, we know Beyonce's been working on this for probably a year, if not two, knowing her and the amount of work that she puts into her artistry. So he knew that this dance album was coming. It's not like he didn't know. And the day she announced that her album's coming out in July, when like she's done a whole like announcement, I'm going to release an album, da da da. He then releases his album on the day she releases her album
date. Got scared.
So he was like, do you know what? Nah, let me hop on this wave. I don't feel like his is as polished as this is.
No.
And definitely, on top of that,
even the trans, bro. You would.
This is a movie,
bro. Yeah, I can't lie. I can see this as like a film soundtrack.
And what's crazy about Beyonce is that all of her albums are visual albums as well. Yeah, they all tell a story. They all have videos. Every single song. It's a thing where it's like this one. When the videos come out, I can imagine it playing as an entire movie. The same way she did with The Gift, and even Homecoming has its Netflix show, and this, that, and the other. Like, there's so much that she puts into her work that is like beyond what any other artist has ever tried to or can do.
You see, when they say stan, yeah, don't get it twisted. I thought I was a stan. Like, niggas know Hov is my guy. I thought I was a stan. I thought when you talk about the word stan and embodying, like, you know what is to a stan. Nah, man. Cody told me to
sit. I take the cake.
Cody told me to sit down.
Nah, I'm so appreciative.
I never knew you was a fan of Beyonce until this year, you know? Like,
really?
Yeah, because I've known you since 2015.
Do you know what? I didn't love the albums that have come out whilst you've known me. I didn't love them. On top of that, she also put her stuff on Tidal for some time, so it was hard to access it. Bro, she said, I'm
black power.
Bro, black power only, but black I love power. Her. I love her stuff that she used when she debuted. It was a period when the I Am Sasha Fierce period, I didn't really
that
was a bit off for me.
I was feeling that one still.
But the debut stuff, love it. This, I also love. Funnily enough, I watched a TikTok and they were like saying how artists get to like their 40s, legendary artists. Mm-hmm. Aretha, I think Tina Turner is another example, and they just release a dance album because they've established their legacy.
Yeah, they can just start having fun and stuff.
Yeah, they can start.
That's like when Lil Wayne started doing, did a rock and roll album. Do you remember? Like, what?
Bro, so unexpected. Hey, but it's yo, like they're having fun with their artistry because they've proven to you that they are those guys.
The guys, man.
So I'm loving this for her. This makes sense. This is still Beyonce. This is still perfect. This is audio gold. Audio gold, my friends. this is crazy. And you even tried to say, oh, like, obviously, vocal Beyonce. Sorry.
Yeah,
vocal,
I'm not going to lie. You had to break it down to me. But if you're not a Beyonce fan and you hear this, you're not really, your ears are not going to really be in tune with the vocals as much as what you probably are used to when she gives herself that, you know,
yeah,
she goes crazy with it. But there's actually a lot of vocal, like,
acrobatics, call it what it is, vocal somersaults, things that people struggle with. Bro, I've been watching TikTok, my For You page is basically people trying to copy the riffs and runs that she does on this album. Hey, not one person has got it, not a single person. The vocal
is like, this is on a Breakfast Club right now.
Oh my god, get me on the Breakfast Club. Beyonce's number one fan.
Do you remember when they were I don't know who it was, I think they were playing, what's her name? Is it Azalea or whatever? Iggy Azalea. They were playing her on the radio on the Breakfast Club, and then somebody tuned and said, the caller tuned and said, turn that shit. That shit is trash. I can imagine Credit Quinlan just hyping Beyonce on the vocal right now.
They would have to cut me off. Beep, beep, beep.
Thank you. We have another call waiting. Oh my goodness.
Let's unpack a particular riff. This is all I'm going to do. Then you can move on. As much as I would love to do the whole album, that's a whole hour of your time.
You pick what you
like. It's going to be classic off the sofa.
Okay. You like, this song is very slow though. It's quite emotional, don't you think?
Yeah. Not emotional.
It's quite
a sexy song.
This is not a sexy song.
Well, let's unpack it.
Lyrics. Boy, I know you can't. Okay, yeah, it's still, yeah. Let me add this to my playlist.
I'm only 18.
What you call that one?
Plastic off the sofa.
It even makes sense. Plastic off the sofa. Do you get it? Oh, see, I'm teaching.
I'm only 18.
I'm teaching the kids.
I'm only 18.
Don't you remember, like, back in the day, like when your parents would buy a new sofa and they tell you not to take it off? It's like, you know, you're removing the.
I don't know if that's what she's talking about.
You're removing the purity.
Okay, it's, fair.
It's becoming unpure. Yes. Man, shit. What? I need a bomb.
J-Rez.
Boom, 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 boom.
When they start clicking.
I need a bomb sound effect. What?
Nah, this
she's
is
telling
crazy.
You she's taking the purity
out of this. That's crazy.
That's a bomb.
I need to get to the point where she does this run. Boy, I love that you can't
help but be yourself around. Okay, she's singing here still. She's singing.
It gets better. Just wait. Stay right there. For me, it's also shit. I love an.
Hey, we got headphones on, you know, guys. Like what we're hearing is crazy,
insane. But for me, it's like I love an instrumental with a bass guitar.
Yeah.
I feel it. When I grew up, I used to play double bass.
She's flexing.
No, not even in a flexing way, but like me and that instrument were rock on. Not that, not an electric bass. I always wanted to. But
like slap.
A classical.
Oh, bass, cello.
A double bass, a bigger cello. Okay, but the notes are different to a cello's.
Oh, sweet.
But I used to play double bass in an orchestra. And like, I just loved the jazzy feel when I'm playing.
Classically trained.
Without a bow. Like, oh, this is just incredible. And when I hear it, I just feel, because I've had to be at one. When you're practicing an instrument, I feel like anyone that's an instrumentalist can tell. You kind of have to become one with that instrument.
Yeah.
Just so that you understand the way that be it one sounds. With the- you have to, when you're practicing, especially when you play classical, you have to practice that.
Nah,
or if you're playing in an orchestra, you know you have to practice your parts and this, that, and the other. You have to really be in tune with that instrument, especially when you're playing with loads of other instruments as well. You need to know what it's going to sound like if you do particular things. Just be forward thinking. So when I hear it in music, it just immediately triggers me. I enter into the sonic environment. There's no longer a shift. I enter into it.
Oh my god.
But bro. To make love, so hard. I let you be. I'm looking for the particular run. I know it's towards the end, though. You know,
Yo, this groove is crazy.
She's not done, you know.
Fuck.
She keeps going.
This is bad. This is bad.
And then we see a shift in the sonic environment. Can you hear how she's changing into that group? Like, it's like very much an 80s groove. I keep calling it the Michael Jackson groove because it gives me that
yeah,
vibe.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Don't stop that shit, nigga. Keep that rocking.
Into a new song here. Where was the break?
Oh,
this is one
stop
of my-
it, calm down.
She's insane. This is what scares me about artists. You got in the studio and it was silent. There was no music. How did you get to this destination? How is it
how
physically
humanely, you ain't got the S.
How is it humanely possible? I promise you, you went into the studio, it was silent. You sat down with a producer and you said, I want this. Or maybe the producer presented you with something.
Hey,
but how did you come up
fan.
With the music? Where does that come from? Do you know how insanely talented? Like, I cannot knock any artist. But oh, this woman is a cut above the rest. How do they even say that phrase again? I've even forgotten my chain of thought. But
hey,
right now,
yo, of course, man, you're killing me, bro.
When you unpack, like, I was sitting in a trance. Call it Illuminati, call it what you want. Yeah, I'm cool with it. When I first listened to this, I was in a trance. I thought,
man,
nah.
So you keep making shit like that, I'm cool with it.
Hook it to my. Hey.
It's a drip
to my veins, bro. Hey. She's insane for that. She's actually so cheeky. And the thing is, she knows she's great. She's had this locked up. When she did her interview with Vogue, that's the day that she announced she's doing an album, a dance album, da da da.
Yeah.
The guy that interviewed her, which is Edward Enfield, great guy. He had heard the album. He went to their house to interview them. He sat down with them. He heard the album. That album was there, locked in a safe. How long have you been sitting on this, sis? You were starving us. You let us take in rubbish from other artists. We've been starving. And then you blessed us with this. In a month where it's hot and heated. Bro, we were starving. We were famished. We were parched. And you watered us. It just gave me a new lack. Bro, there was a... In fact, even hey, still till now, I've not listened to anything other than this. I'm not listening to anything other than this album. I'm on like day 15, listening to Renaissance only from beginning to end. I'm driving to studio, 1 hour, 30 minutes. This is an hour album, by the way.
Oh,
I go back
days.
To the
you
beginning.
You flipped this thing back to front, haven't you already?
I promise you I can recite all the lyrics.
Credit sessions contributed to how many streams is she on? Two trillion streams.
She's close to getting like a billion or trillion. I can't remember what the tweet was, and obviously don't quote me. I can't cite my source, but I am half of those streams. I promise you.
Of course, that's
just
all,
me.
That's
just
all me.
Me. That is all me. Nah, crazy. I love Beyonce, and if anybody out there listening feels to bless me with Beyonce tickets when they eventually come out, I'm send funds. Send funds. I am so taken. Hey. Don't let me meet this woman, you know. I would disgrace myself.
Yeah,
I probably won't be able to speak.
We gotta hold you composed if you meet Beyonce.
No, of course.
You gotta be.
I will just have to tell her that your music changed my life.
Inspiration.
It's crazy how music has a hold on us.
Yeah, I can't lie to you, man. I can't lie to you. That's how I feel about people like MJ, Jay-Z.
Let's not talk about Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that would be a whole...
I took a break from the Beyonce yesterday night when we were
yeah,
driving
was
back
bumping
from the
MJ.
Studio.
Yeah, you was bumping MJ on the way home. You went into a different realm.
Michael Jackson for me is what Beyonce is to me too.
I hear that.
Different era.
I don't like the comparisons people make.
Oh, sorry, guys.
What's that called in Mumsy?
I got a call. No, it's Dammy even.
I don't know. Ada, she can join the call.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
You're on the Real Soulful podcast. Can you hear Joseph?
What's cracking, baby?
Okay? What did you say?
Am I actually on it?
Yeah, you're on the pod.
You're on the pod. Say it's connected to Bluetooth.
Excuse me, that's
insensitive. She said I did not consent.
Nigga, shut up and give us 16 bars right now, man.
Nah, she's been working hard, guys.
You live on radio.
We literally said at the beginning of this pod that, Dammy has been working.
Caller one, what would you like to say?
Are you guys joking me?
Nah, we're being serious. I'm being serious,
bro. You're on the pod. Caller one, what would you like to say?
Nah.
Why is she FaceTiming? Caller one, what would you like to say?
Let me see.
You're on the pod, bro. It's me and Kors today. We're out here in the stew. Caller one, what would you like? Caller one, what would you like to say? Caller one, you're live on Real Soulful.
Give us a little something.
Wait, why was I yesterday?
You were doing hair, sis.
I don't understand.
You were working. You were employed.
We were saying that. We said at the beginning that the faces of unemployment. You know that tweet of the guy where he's the face of unemployment. That was me and Joe. Then we just thought, you know what? Let's just record. Joseph was meant to have someone on the pod today, a guest, but they've had to reschedule in it. So I just literally
came with vibes.
That was it. Nothing planned, man. There's no camera on me. No one can see my real face. They have to see me when I'm made up. Bro, you can't see. You can only hear.
You can only hear me. Caller one, what you got to say, man? You live on the Real Soulful podcast. Bro, I'm gonna go to the. We got another call waiting. We've got another call waiting.
Don't mind him.
We've got another call waiting.
Just trying to shoo you off. But yeah, man, I'll call you when I'm leaving studio.
We're about to be out anyways, man. Yeah. It's midnight.
Enjoy recording, guys.
Peace out.
We're finished. You can stay. You outro for us. How about that?
We're done. Got anything to share? Anything exciting?
Plug here with Dammy before we get out of here.
Alright, hi guys. Y'all know who's speaking.
Before she didn't have confidence, now she does. Yeah, look at her.
A normal.
She sounds like. Do you know this sound? This sounds like a jail call. This sounds like a jail call. You know when you call your homies when they're locked up. This is what this is. Nah, I'm joking. Go and plug. Plug yourself.
My Instagram, my personal Instagram underscore Daniela TAs.
Period.
My hair business. Whoop. Hair with Dammy.
The employment gang. Book.
Hair with Dammy. She does my hair. It's a shame I'm not even on camera today. You lots can't see me, man. I'm looking rough. But she did my hair. It's on my Instagram there.
Yeah, if you want braids. What do you do with Dammy? Braids, wigs, whole nine?
Braid specialist. That's all.
She's a braid specialist.
That's all I got, nigga. She's a braid specialist. If you need braids, and you know me, man, I love the braids, man. So,
Joseph,
go get that shit. Go get that shit cracking. Tell Dammy I sent you.
Don't kill me. Little Real Soulful discount code.
Use REAL 15.
Real 15.
Guys, I'm not sure we have the financial
to do that. We do not have the financial capacity to uphold that
promise.
Put in
REAL 15 and get a 5% discount.
Oh, Lord.
Use my code 10 times.
Don't kill me. But yeah, man.
I'm so excited for Baby Boys.
We literally spoke about Baby Boys earlier on.
Are you drinking on the 28th?
She is.
Will you be drinking?
I just finished my client and I just need some alcohol in my system. I can't lie.
Blame it on her.
Welcome to the gang. Corridor says she's out. She's not participating.
I'm not participating, but I would love to see
you
guys
get lit.
In
this thing.
Yeah, we're going to try to sort out 2 for 1s because obviously it's a new venue. I need to call them tomorrow morning, actually.
Okay. 2 for 1s is not bad.
Yeah,
if they can sort that for you lots.
I want cocktails. I don't even want straight alcohol.
Cocktail. give me a cocktail. You want a cocktail.
Leave her alone.
People think I've been drinking today. You want a cocktail?
Abstaining.
Sorry?
I'm abstaining.
She's abstaining purely virgin.
Abstaining from what?
Purely virgin. I'm only
18. We all sound the same, which is mad scary, you know? Because we all talk the same.
Anything to plug for you on your side?
What do I have to plug? To be honest, follow me on IGs as always.
Yeah, man. Real content creator.
I am trying.
Life of Kors.
Trying. Life of Kors on Instagram, Twitter, to be honest, everything. TikTok.
Corridor is getting funnier. I don't know what bag she's been unlocking.
She's, am I? You're well, that never this funny. No.
Your comedic timing is it's been perfect. You've been on a roll. You've been on a straight roll.
Oh my gosh.
Don't ruin it though. This is how they start. This is how the stars fall.
Pride comes before. Calm down, nigga. Calm
down. This is how they ruin it. Just keep it composed now.
But now, follow me on socials. Yeah. What else is there to say?
Nothing. Shortbox Studios for all your podcasting needs.
Period.
This episode was
brought to you by
Soapbox Studios.
Proud sponsors.
But yeah, man, I think that's all. You guys, I hope you enjoyed it. This is what real podcasting is like, by the way. Not the fake stuff that I orchestrate.
Don't say such. There's been 88 episodes. 88 episodes.
This is what the real podcasting sounds like. Oh, nah, I'm joking. Gosh. But this is why I love podcasting with friends, because like, you don't need topics, bro. You just come really sit down and just chat your shit.
I'm still starting my own podcast though, guys. Wait,
run it up. What are you going to be talking about?
The life, of course.
Just your everyday life.
Nah, man, that would get boring. I feel like not everybody wants to hear about me. I don't know what I would do, to be honest, but I've been told that I should start a podcast.
I think you should.
For Christ's sake, I work in a podcast studio. The least I can do is give you a podcast. I'm the least qualified podcast studio worker. I don't even have a podcast. I just appear on everybody else's. It's crazy.
Kurde has been on multiple, bro. Huh.
She's just my lending. CD's long. I need to start. You lot are eating off my comedic genius. I've had enough.
Her CV is full.
I will eventually start one.
No, you should do that. I think you should do Life of Cause and just talk your ish, man.
We'll talk everyday stuff.
Just talk about you and what you're going through, what you see on social media. People would love to hear your views.
I can imagine. But yeah.
That's Real Soul for episode 88. Now we go back to unemployment.
I'm not unemployed. Please stop using my face as the picture of unemployment.
Actually, I think that might be the title.
Face of unemployment. Either that or you can't see me. You can only.